So this patient is undergoing dialysis for renal failure, diabetes mellitus 1 and 2, most common cause of chronic renal failure. This is asking you for the AROS, the electrolyte disturbance slash biochemical disturbance, very high yield, okay, for USMLE. The step one will ask you the AROS. The step two and three are going to integrate this information to a question where they'll show you the patient's lab values, and then you'll have to infer that the patient has renal failure. Okay, so very important concepts here. Always going to be an up arrow for potassium in renal failure. The kidney normally functions to excrete potassium. It cannot filter it as well in renal failure. Also, the kidney will normally secrete potassium distally under the action of aldosterone, cannot carry out that function as well either. So it's always an up arrow, always hyper kalemia in renal failure. Normally, potassium is 3.5 to 5 milliequivalents per liter, so we'd expect potassium at least 5. We are going to have a down arrow for bicarbonate. It's a metabolic acidosis, okay? Normally, bicarb is 22 to 28, so we expect a bicarb under 22. Renal failure is an important cause of high anion gap metabolic acidosis. Renal failure is the U, it's the uremia. Uremia means urea in the blood, emia, blood, urea in the blood, uremia. Okay, so it's the U in mud piles being our mnemonic for high anion gap metabolic acidosis. I do not want to go off on that tangent, but I'm just making a point that we have a high anion gap where it's going to be 13 or greater. Anion gap's calculated by adding the serum bicarb and chloride, taking that number, and then subtracting it from the sodium, okay? And that's going to be 13 or greater in renal failure, okay? So we have a decreased bicarb, and we'd also have a down arrow for pH, okay? pH is 7.35 to 7.45, so we'd expect under 7.35 metabolic acidosis, and we would have respiratory compensation where we're blowing off our CO2, so it would be a down arrow for CO2. Normally 33 to 44 millimeters of mercury, so we'd have below 33 for CO2. We are also going to have a down arrow for calcium and an up arrow for phosphate in renal failure, always on USMLE. So multiple mechanisms actually in acute renal failure, a down arrow for calcium simply because the kidney cannot reabsorb it, and an up arrow for phosphate because the kidney cannot adequately filter it. In chronic renal disease, USMLE wants you to know that this is more due to decreased vitamin D activation in the proximal convoluted tubule under the action of PTH. Now, normally PTH activates 1-alpha-hydroxylase, converts 25 D3 into active 125 D3, which then goes to the small bowel, absorbs calcium and phosphate. So if you cannot carry out that absorption of calcium in the small bowel under or because the kidney is not activating vitamin D as much, then we're going to have a down arrow for calcium. And phosphate's going to be elevated even in vitamin D deficiency secondary to chronic renal disease because the inability of the kidney to adequately filter phosphate, that effect wins over the vitamin D deficiency. A lot we can chat about, but the summary point on that is in vitamin D deficiency in isolation, let's say rickets, osteomalacia, we would expect down arrows for both calcium and phosphate simply because we can't reabsorb them through the small bowel. But in renal disease, we'll have vitamin D deficiency and still an up arrow for phosphate because the effect of the renal failure wins over the vitamin D deficiency. So just in summary here, always an up arrow for potassium, always a down arrow for bicarbonate, down arrow for pH. It's a metabolic, a high anion gap metabolic acidosis, down arrow for CO2 because it's a respiratory compensation. And then you're always going to have a down arrow for calcium and an up arrow for phosphate. In the acute setting, acute renal failure, kidneys simply cannot reabsorb the calcium and excrete the phosphate. But in chronic renal disease, this is more an effect of the or the decreased calcium is more an effect of the failure of vitamin D activation. And despite the low vitamin D, the phosphate is high because the renal failure wins over the vitamin D deficiency effect. A bit of a mouthful there, a lot to talk about, but I'm trying to summarize these high yield electrolyte points in a short time frame. So that's it, and I'm going to make more questions on this. All right, that's it.